market gave us a good shot today, didn't it?
I was glad to see it. It's about where we want it. I want it to go over 1,000 by November.
Well, I'm afraid it's going to do it before that, according to... Yes, sir. According to almost everybody I talk to,
they seem bullish right at the moment.
Yes, sir. And the economic news is all good. We're going to get a temporary setback on Friday on unemployment, I'm sorry to tell you.
Okay.
Well, it's what, 0.2 to 5.9. March...
That's hard to figure.
No, it isn't. The March figure... we take the worst seasonal adjustment break in March of the year next to October. In October gives us the worst seasonal adjustment break, and that's worse than March. I can demonstrate to you how that happened. It's unbelievable. We changed it to the extent that we could at the beginning of the year, and if we had gone any further...
What did they play? The massive increase?
No, they're not going to be able to, Mr. President, for this reason, that the total number of jobs increased last month by 600,000, which is probably the biggest, I haven't traced it, but the biggest.
What happened? The total number of people in the job force increased
by 740,000, which is, again, although I haven't established it yet.
When will we get a break?
Yes. Yeah, and we'll get a very big break in June. Then the game is to hold it in July and August and get a little break in September. And we'll break the computers in October. Not anymore. And the interesting thing is that in these figures, the married males figure, which is the lowest it's been in this administration, stays the same as last month at 2.8%. The total increase is in adult women, which is probably part-time workers. You have the average for the first quarter now being 5.8%, which is not bad. We have total net employment up 600,000. I think they'll have to play it as jobless rate rises, but employment increases 600,000. That's a lot of people. We're going to have Herb Stein take care of that. Talk about, of course, almost a million new jobs in the first of the year.
I still don't trust these figures.
Well, I don't either. Well, they could be a hell of a lot more cooperative than they are. And I must say, when you see a month where the total workforce increases by 740,000, almost 1% of the total workforce in the country in one month, you have to figure that the census figures weren't accurate. If you had decent statisticians over there, I think they'd go back to census and say, your figures are off. You can't have that much of an increase in the month. Seasonally adjusted. We have to watch them, and I've got some ideas in this respect that I will take up with Schultz. The time we have to watch them is from June on. That's when they can play games with us. And
who's the guy out now?
Well, been for that for a long time. He's a jackass of a fellow. He goes up on the hill before the Proxmire Committee. He makes good news sound bad. Bad news sound worse. He's just a weak system. No, there isn't right now, but I'll talk to Schultz about this. Hodgson called me tonight and said I'm just done.
Because you insured unemployment.
Every month for 5 months. And he said,
help wanted ads is on up.
Yes, the index is rising substantially. Work week has been good. Well, the only way you can figure this one is that, you know, they take a statistical survey. It's like a poll of 30,000 people. It's 50,000, whatever the number is. And you can get pretty wide swings in the workforce. That's where they've always been able to... That's every time we've had a bad break, it's because the workforce has gone up to an inordinate amount. But this can play all right. Herb is good at handling this, and then we're using Marina Whitman to talk about the wholesale prices. We don't have that figure, but we know the food price component is down. And that's the one that's the moment of bargain. Oh, I think we can. Yeah, and I want to get her out around going to supermarkets and doing some of the things that we... I think she's a more saleable personality than Virginia Nauer.
Yeah, but she's well.
Tries awful hard, but...
But she did this smarter.
Smarter, and she knows how to handle herself beautifully, and she's an attractive woman. She has that little bit of verve that will make her valuable to us. But we'll launch her on that, and then we're going to have her every month handle the food price issue. Get her kind of out front of
what's the deal on the hearings tomorrow? Do we know?
Well, we'll know probably, Mr. President, around 11 o'clock where we stand. I just came from a meeting with McGregor, Mitchell, Poindings, Marty, and Pat Gray, and Wally Johnson, and Mariana. Well, the Republicans are in good shape. They're holding firm. And to my shock, however, John Mitchell indicated he wasn't now too sure how Eastland was. I thought we had him locked up, but he has, from the beginning of this damn thing, as you know, flipped all over the place. What Mitchell is afraid he will do is in the morning say, well, I don't want to filibuster. I don't want to try to push this to a vote today. If Kennedy and Tony want to talk, we'll let them talk. And we'll come back next Tuesday at 7. And Mitchell's task and Poindings is to work on him. Meanwhile, Clark has been, and Wally Johnson have been working the Republican side, and I think their feeling is that we can hold our fellows in line, that they're prepared to stay in there tomorrow and just fight it hard. The key is, of course, we can't pull it off without Eastland approved. We just don't have the votes.
I don't.
Oh, I think from the beginning he played games with him. And the thing of prime importance is whatever they come out of there with tomorrow morning, our guys, we've already talked to Scott and Ruskin, have got to head right for the cameras. And no matter what the outcome, well, we close the hearing, they say it's a vindication.
But if they don't,
by God, they're continuing this inquisition. And this is a political inquisition.
A filibuster.
It's being perpetrated for political purposes.
Right.
Just raise hell so that at least our story tomorrow night will be will be positive.
Right. Well,
okay. We'll push hard in the morning, Mr. President, see if we can get these hearings over.
I think it'll work.
Try. We'll stay with it.